Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears. I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from beautiful Bozeman, Montana, and we're going to have a big snowstorm tonight. There's supposed to be a foot of snow, and I can see the first flakes coming down right now. This is the weekly energy update for the week of February 20th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. Now, last week was a powerful week with that big full moon, and it hit quite a few people pretty hard. So it's good to remember that moving forward full speed ahead like we are now doesn't always look like we think it's going to look. We have to keep in mind that we will end up where we're supposed to be. We just might take a different path getting there than we expected. This week, we have two things happening that will never happen again in our lifetime. There's the Pluto return of the United States and 2/22/2022. Our powerful numerology week starts today on 2/20/22. This week is full of palindromes, meaning the date reads the same backward and forwards. And the big day this week, of course, is the 22nd. In numerology, the number 2 is associated with heightened intuition and sensitivity, as well as the energy of duality and partnerships and relationships and balance. So a date with 5 or 6 2s, depending on how you write it out, is worth paying attention to. And 22 is even more significant because it's considered to be a master number in numerology. And this special date has not one but 2 22s in it. So spiritual energy this week is off the charts. And because this is a super powerful day for partnerships and relationships, a record-breaking number of couples in Singapore are getting married on the 22nd. So shout out to all my listeners in Singapore. I hope you have wonderful weddings. And I think this is super cool. 2/22 is also on Tuesday. I know, silly, but cool. So to take advantage of this lucky abundance energy, really allow yourself to fixate on what it is that you want. We definitely want to harness the energy of this rare day. I suggest you set a reminder, like right now while you're listening to this podcast, for 2/22 on Tuesday and plan to spend 22 minutes in meditation and writing out your biggest intentions. And you can simply just use that day to start on your positive new journey too. We especially want to take advantage of this energy because we've just been through a big inner transformation over the past couple of months. And we currently have all the planets moving forward. There are huge things happening in our personal lives right now. The internal shifts we've made the past few months are now being manifested in the outer world. So if there was ever a time to go for it, this is it. Everything is possible right now. And because this whole week is full of palindromes and the numbers are balanced, this is a good time to work on balance in your life. Like, where are you out of balance? And I'm not just talking about the big stuff like work-life balance, but also the other types of balance. For instance, are you thinking more than being? The energy right now is perfect for correcting the thinking-being imbalance. It's also a good time to adjust your activity levels. Do you need to add more exercise to balance out the Netflix? Do you need to balance your diet? Less junk, more healthy food? Do you need to balance your stress? And you can do that simply by adding more meditation and more breathing exercises. It's just a really great time to get balanced in life. And anything that has to do with balance will help you. So doing more yoga poses that focus on balance, even standing on one foot while you're washing dishes or you're brushing your teeth. And why simple things like standing on one foot works are because when you do them, you're setting the intention for balance. You're bringing it into your consciousness. It's signaling to the universe that you are committed to balance in all of its forms. The other huge thing happening this week on the 22nd is the very first Pluto return of the United States. Since America is a relatively young country, we've never experienced the return of Pluto and the start of a new Pluto cycle. And Pluto, the planet of death, rebirth, and reckoning, is about to return to the exact same degree of the sign it was in when the Declaration of Independence was signed on July 4th, 1776. When a country has a Pluto return, which happens every 247, 248 years, that country has the opportunity to let go of all the outdated, archaic systems and structures that no longer benefit the collective. And if we look to older countries' Pluto returns, it's really easy to see that major power shifts occurred during that time. So Pluto returns in France and Russia marked the deaths of Napoleon and Stalin. The UK's last Pluto return coincides with their fall from world leader status. So historically, this is a time of a lot of change. And if you're familiar with the dreaded wrath of a person's Saturn return, which is the time when Saturn returns to the sign and the degree it was when you were born, imagine something similar for this Pluto return, but it's happening for the entire nation at once. So just briefly, Saturn returns happen every 27 to 30 years. And this is a time when major changes happen in your life. It happens at around the ages of 27 to 30, 56 to 60, 84 to 90, and it's a big deal. I do have a Saturn return coming up next year, so I'm paying particular attention to what's going on with this Pluto return. So because Pluto moves so slow, we've already experienced and seen some of these changes the last years with the Trump administration, the racial and economic disparities, sexism, voting rights, corruption, just all the dirty laundry of our country is just coming up to be washed and cleaned and folded and put away. So we can probably all agree that we need some change and transformation in our country right now. And the fact that the Pluto return happens on 2/22/22 indicates that it's going to be a positive change and the kind of large-scale metamorphosis that happen only once in a generation. So things are moving and changing in big ways, both in our country and our personal lives. So knowing that, embrace the changes. Take advantage of this change energy to propel your life forward. So to recap, set a reminder for 2/22 on Tuesday for some meditation, intention setting, or just even a simple I am statement to start on your new journey. And this can be as simple as I am losing weight, I am meeting my soulmate, I am making money. And then also notice where you are out of balance in your life and do what you need to do to get back into balance. This is especially important right now because we are undergoing such huge changes that being in balance just makes everything so much easier. And you know, sometimes change can be unsettling and uncomfortable. And even though it's for our best, it just doesn't feel that good sometimes. So being in balance will just make things feel a little bit better. So it's all good stuff. It's all great stuff. We're so fortunate to be living and experiencing these unprecedented times. Let's use this transformation energy to our benefit and move forward. So I do have two appointments left on the 22nd. Usually big dates like the solstice and full moons and equinox fill up quickly. But I do have two appointments left and I'd love to celebrate that day with you if you feel called to do that with me. So have a wonderful week. Hey, remember that we are going where we are meant to be. This is all great stuff. Does it feel uncomfortable? Yeah, it feels uncomfortable, but my goodness, where we end up is worth feeling uncomfortable. So thank you for sharing this podcast with people that you think might enjoy it. Have a fabulous week, and I will talk to you again next week.